we're planning on it. We got a lot of work ahead of us, no doubt about that. But it's good to be back. It's good to finally get started into the routine. You know, this is the transition period. It's always the hardest, I think. You go from being on vacation for 5 weeks to 12 and 14-hour days, which we started yesterday. So it was a good start on the field this morning for a couple hours. So we got some good work in. Then obviously the workout this afternoon. So, yeah, good start.
What do you see from Jake, you know, early on, obviously, right out of the gate? I mean, he doing the things you want to see from him, and you're going to ask him to do anything different this camp?
No, I think it's just confidence, knowing like we've said, it's just a total different feel for him, knowing that he is the guy, that the offense is tailored around what he does well. I think he's excited about knowing exactly what he needs to do. Feels he has good control over what we're doing, good understanding of it. And now it's just coming out here executing against our defense every day. So, I think he's just going to take it day by day like the rest of us, like he needs to, and go from there.
How did the offensive line look, and how disappointed are you that Chance wasn't here at the first practice?
Well, we got a couple back. We got Levitre back for the first time in team drills. We got Stewart back same way that we limited the reps in the team periods, but they were participating in every drill we had. They're doing well, which is that's the good part. We can't worry about who's not here. Obviously, we want all of our guys here, and Chance, I'm sure, will be here soon. But the good thing is we got the rest of, you know, Chris Spencer also is another guy we haven't talked much about that was hurt and missed most OTAs. So he's out here also. So, again, we got three guys back, and we're waiting on one more. But we were able to do a lot more things. It was nice seeing Levitre next to Roos and, Stewart in there playing again. So starting to get that mix going.
I knew you felt like Hunter would be ready to go when he was back out there today. How good for him to be there day one, and what are your expectations for him and his team?
Well, we all know what we thought of him coming out of the draft. We moved up to get him in the second round for a reason. We think he's a guy that can definitely help this team win football games. So, again, the good thing is he's healthy. He ran yesterday in the sprints and all that stuff, and I think his confidence is good. Now it's just a matter of him learning our offense, getting comfortable with what we're asking him to do. We all know the talent is there. It's just now it needs to come out here while we're playing.
Much on CJ. Did you give your blessings to him racing at Cheetah?
I did not. he didn't call for permission. I'm waiting to see how that whole thing worked out. I guess it's taped. He's not leaking anything. He's healthy, so I know he survived, so that's a good thing. So it'll be interesting to see how it actually went.
He's been a little lot, man.
He's losing? I thought he might.
You've done a lot, been to a lot more of these things than I have, but I can't remember a much nicer day weather-wise, especially for a start. Is that a good thing?
I think so. I think we'll have plenty of heat. You take advantage of the start while you can. I mean, this morning, when I was up at 5:30, it felt like it was 60 or in the 50s, so... it's supposed to be a decent week like that, so no, it's fine. We're going to have plenty of hot days. We already had them back in June when we were here, so that shouldn't be a problem. So, but it was good. It's a good way to get started. And just so it's not raining, I think we just need to come out here and get all the work in.
Everybody, everybody obviously passed a physical to be out here, but guys report back in pretty decent shape for the most part.
Yeah, they did. I think you really don't have that problem like maybe it was back in the days, years ago, when guys came to camp to get in shape. I think these guys are in pretty good shape year-round pretty much, but no, we haven't known any problems. Like I said, we bring them back yesterday. We have a full day of meetings yesterday, a full day of conditioning tests, lifting tests, so you can't hide what you've done or haven't done. And I think that one of the reasons you do that is because I know I enjoy it as a player, because I kind of want to see who worked hard and who didn't as a player too. I want to see how important it is to my teammates to what they do the last 5 weeks when they didn't have a coach telling them what to do or me give them an itinerary. So I think that's part of a team starting to trust each other when they come back here and do some of these tests and see, you know what, guys got stronger, guys are in good shape. This must be important to everyone, not just me. So I think that's the encouraging thing that we saw yesterday. And now you just, got to get better on a daily basis.
How's a guy like McCarthy fit now that you kind of revamped the defense and kind of shuffling things around? Does he still fit in his same role, or will his role be a little different?
No, I think he is. I mean, he looked good today. I mean, I think his confidence is back in a big way. I think he feels very comfortable physically after, having a very frustrating year for him last year. You're a young player. Remember, he's a second-year player. I mean, he was a captain. He was with high expectations, and he gets hurt in the opener. Then he gets concussions towards this middle of the season and never really was himself. So I think his confidence is back. I think you're going to see that. He's a guy that, as we know from the time he has played, he's a guy that makes plays. It seems so. We're excited. I mean, we're going to have some great competition there. And again, you can play more than two and three linebackers. at a time of packages. So we're excited about it, and we'll see how it works out. But he's definitely obviously in the plans.
How did you make the decision on who would go first group right out of the gate? You know, whether it's a corner, middle linebacker, center.
We just kind of where we left off during camp. If a guy was injured, hadn't played much, we kind of, like at the center spot, I think this morning Fernando ran with the first group. This afternoon Turner ran with the first group. We're just going to kind of mix guys like that. For example, on the offensive line, same thing at corner. And some of those positions can depend on what packages we're calling. But like we've told them from the beginning, we've said before, you guys are probably tired of hearing. I mean, it's not going to make a lot of difference now. There's no doubt that we have to make decisions. We can't. It's easy in OTAs to put it off for a couple months. We know that we have to start narrowing things down because we want to get the guys together that can play best together, and that's our job as coaches to do that as quickly as we can.
With what happened to Hernandez in New England, did you use that as a teaching moment for these guys?
No, we didn't talk about that. I think that was well publicized. Everyone was very well aware. We talk about just things in general before they went away, like all teams do. The league sends people around to talk about, you know, the period of time when things seem to go sideways with players and they have so much time free. And, luckily our guys handle themselves well, as most guys in the NFL do. And things happen sometimes. Last year, we had some issues. But I think it's, our guys handle themselves well. And I think you hope they learn from others' mistakes and with other trials that guys go through. And you just take it at that. I think nothing really needs to be said, though.
Mike, there were a couple of reports today that the NFL might start looking at guys' tattoos, see about gang connections, things like that. Do you think that's a little extreme?
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't heard anything about that. I'm not sure in what capacity they'd want to do that, but no, I have no comment on that.
You move Werner around during the offseason. Do you let him stay at corner now and just fight it out there with a couple other guys, or are you still planning on moving him around a little bit?
Well, I think you'll see both. I think we want to see, again, you just don't want to do that during – he did good enough to where you want to, it kind of gives you, okay, what ifs. So, yeah, I think we want to give him a chance to start, no doubt about that. We want him a chance to keep his job. We're not just going to do that, but I think he'll get plenty of opportunity at corner. Then some packages, maybe he'll move move inside or move it to another spot. You need to be able to do that with versatility, so for a lot of reasons. So, again, day one, we'll see. I mean, we'll just, things change fast because of injury. Things change fast for a lot of reasons, so. Right now, we don't have any, this thing is just, let's get started and see how this thing shakes out. We haven't been in pads yet. It's still, that's like an OTA practice today, other than the fact that we've had two of them and we're here all day. I mean, the hours are different, but the work, what we can do to this point is the same. So we have to wait till we get rolling and see really where these guys are.
I noticed that Pollard was the only one with football pants on today. Any reason for that?
I think he's just getting ready. I think he's a guy that mentally prepares for everything that he's going to do. He knows he'll be wearing pants. You have to wear all the pads in your pants this year, which is, I don't know when the last time in the league players have done that, but that's the new rule. And so I think he's getting a jump start on what the thigh pad and knee pad feels like in his pants. So, we still have another day before we can put pants on or pads on. So, he's just getting a head start. That's kind of, I think, how he rolls. And, so we'll see.
You finished Saturday's practices in pants?
It was Saturday. So Saturday's first time weekend. Saturday, yeah, starting Saturday with shoulder pads. I'm not sure. I think it was Saturday in the afternoon. We're in shoulder pads, and then we're in full pads the next day. On Sunday.
As far as you being head coach heading into a training camp, is this the best you felt starting day one?
For me, yes. I think this is. I feel very confident in a lot of things we're doing. First year was first year, but it was lockout. There was a lot of things going on. That year was hard to evaluate at all. Last year, again, we had a lot of different types of things going on. So now this year, I think it's all about football. It's all about excitement, all about, I think, what we think we're capable of doing. So, no, I think this has been, I feel like coaching more has helped me a lot, too, being a lot more involved in the hands-on helped me a lot in that way, mentally also. So I'm excited. We have a long way to go, but, off to a good start. Well, the thing with that is having as much time as we do, having 3 weeks or so before we have to make those decisions. That's something that we don't talk about much now. We just talk about our depth and getting through camp and that kind of thing and rotations. But you already have a feel. I mean, it's like in a year, you have a good idea. You have 90 guys here, and there may be a surprise or two. Obviously, if guys how guys hold up, you sit there and you have question marks about a handful of guys. You say, let's see how they rise to the occasion. Let's see how they handle adversity. Let's see how they handle in a couple NFL games. So you let it play out, and then all of a sudden special teams, as we always talk, becomes a huge factor. guys maybe, especially linebackers, DBs, that maybe aren't quite clicking at their position. All of a sudden, we have a game against the Redskins and Minnesota, and all of a sudden these guys are tearing it up on special teams, and all of a sudden it's a whole different story. So I think you stay open-minded because anything's possible with these guys, and knowing that we have time to make those decisions.
What does Battle bring to the table? You signed him yesterday.
I like him. He's a tough kid. He's a good-looking kid. I mean, he came in and man, he ran. He jumped right into the test yesterday and ran well. He's picking up the offense pretty well. He's a pro. I mean, he's a good-sized kid. We wanted some competition again for the third spot, and we feel again we played against him last year and he ran pretty good against us. So again, we'll see. But he seems again just getting to know him. So we'll see.
The thought process of letting Enderly go, that Jake kind of get the majority of the reps, and it's not enough to go around for four guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're gonna, you know, Jake and Ryan are gonna be taking almost. I mean, Rusty's hardly getting any reps as it is. I got a couple today. OTAs, not much at all. But yeah, definitely. I think we're gonna, obviously, the lion's share are going to those two. So really the fourth spot wasn't going to be really fair to whoever that guy was, because there's not going to be much action there.
Robert Johnson going to be out for a while. You still okay depth-wise, you think, at free safety? I know you talked earlier about maybe adding something there.
The thing is, you're always looking, but there's nobody really that makes sense to add at this point. So are we going to keep looking? Definitely. Things always change during camp, because as we get to those 2-3 weeks out, you might not going to find anyone that's not working right now that's going to be better than what we have. So you kind of have to wait and see what happens there. And as far as Johnson goes, just hard to tell. I mean, it's just been very bad luck for him as far as trying to stay healthy. So we're just kind of a waiting game with him. Good. Thank you.